This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls.
Let's do Uh-Huh.
Uh-Huh by who?
Hank Mobley.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of the tune.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Soft-spoken, boyish-faced Steve Figueroa applies a light but confident touch to the keyboard in the radio studio, exchanging smiles and nods with his trio playing partners across the room. If you've seen any of these ensembles around New Mexico, Tetragon, Salsa Suite, Ritmo Caliente, or Encanto, then you've seen Figueroa at the piano or keyboard. He's the son of the late Conrad Figueroa, a longtime fixture on the New Mexico music scene. Steve Figueroa talked with Roy Durfee.
Well, my father and my mother are heavily into jazz, so that's the music that I heard growing up. You know, I've always heard it. My earliest childhood memories, really, are hearing music. So,
did Conrad, your father Conrad, a bass player, was jazz his whole thing, or were there other forms of music that he played?
He played Latin music, too. You know, he was a Hispanic from Los Angeles, and he had a lot of that influence, but it was mostly jazz that he was into. He grew up actually singing. You know, that's how he got into music, was like vocal group singing, like the Four Freshmen, you know, high lows, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Then he started playing bass. He was touring with the Letterman as a bass player, and he came to New Mexico, came to Albuquerque, and he wanted to get off the road at that point. And he met my mother, and that was the end of that. So he lived here, and he was a very well-known local musician, you know, great bass player, great singer, and obviously very influential on me, you know, not just from hearing his music growing up, but, you know, when I decided to get serious about music, you know, he was very nurturing and very supportive and taught me a lot. I owe almost everything to him, I think, you know.
And at what point did you start picking up instruments and playing?
I started on drums when I was about 9 years old. My father asked me what instrument I wanted to play, and I told him the drums. So he bought me a drum set, and I started to go from there.
When did you make the switch from drums to piano?
I guess it was like my senior year in high school. My sister was taking piano lessons, and we had a piano in the house, and I started spending more time noodling at the piano than practicing the drums. And I was studying with Ken Battat at the time, another really
good...
Yeah,
Ken's a very musical fellow.
Very great drum teacher, and I had already got into the vibraphone with him, which is similar to the piano in that it's a keyboard and has the 12 notes arranged the same way. And so I was learning how to read that way. And, you know, I guess he found out from my father that I was spending more time noodling at the piano. And he even suggested, well, why don't you play the piano? You know, and it's seemed like a natural progression, because the piano actually is, I think of it as a percussion instrument in some examples as well.
Certainly in many hands it is. And I think, well, technically it really is.
Yeah.
So how do you get from, like, noodling at the keyboard to the actual playing?
I learned theory, you know, jazz theory and scales and chords. And a lot of it was listening, you know, transcribing stuff off records. And, you know, I've always felt that really the best way to learn, you know, is to learn from someone great, is to see how they do it, you mm-hmm. know, take off records and.
Well, Paul Gonzalez, who was here a couple of weeks ago, was talking about transcribing music in his pickup truck out behind the firehouse and stuff. And that dates back, I guess, to an era when you were playing with Paul in a band called Tetragon.
Well, me and Paul really came up together. You know, we were about the same age, and we used to practice together, and that was the first musical group that we formed together, and it was we used to play at the Outpost a lot,
right?
You know, and my dad was in that group,
yeah,
as well as Ken Battat, Tim Zanes played in it, Canoa Kaluhiva, Cesar Bovale, you
know? Yeah, yeah, it was a great band.
Yeah,
had a really great book. So along the way, I mean, I guess before Tetragon came along, I mostly associated you with various quote Latin jazz groups. Is that a term you like, Latin jazz?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I started playing salsa. That was one of the first musical groups I was in. Was a group called Salsa Suite with
right.
Paul.
Yeah,
and my father played in that as well, That was really my first kind of organized group, you know. And, of course, that music is much different than jazz. It was, you know, pretty straight salsa. We do some Latin jazz once in a while.
In recent years, you've been playing less and less Latin music and more kind of straight ahead jazz.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is that
That's
what I'm hearing?
True. Yeah. I used to play in a salsa band, Encanto, and a Latin jazz group, you know, Ritmo Caliente.
Right.
But I haven't been doing too much of that. I've mostly been playing with these gentlemen I have in the studio with me today.
And who are those guys?
Diego Arrincón on drums. He's the leader of the Arrincón Trio, which is myself, and Colin Dubel, who's also in the studio, the bass player.
Thank you. the Diego Edencon Trio, featuring Steve Figueroa on piano, and Colin Dubel on double bass, and Diego Edencon on the trap set. We just heard Jimmy Roll's beautiful tune, "The Peacocks." What is it that you're looking for when you're putting together your own book of music? Is it lovely melodies like "The Peacocks," or "You Don't Know What Love Is," or some other tune?
It's a combination of things, you know, different styles, you know, songs that are interesting and that I like to improvise upon. I think that's probably the main thing. You know, because jazz is mostly about improvisation, and you know, you play the melody once, and then once again at the end. But everything in the middle is really improvisation, and that's really what mostly jazz is about, I think. So, plus, I also like to play a lot of blues, you know, which is the foundation of jazz to me. You know,
so do you have any particular moments in your life where you sort of experienced like a musical breakthrough, like playing with certain people or talking to people, studying with people, listening to people?
I think for me, it was seeing certain people perform live, you know, like when I saw Eddie Palmieri perform live, you know, that had a really big impact on me. Cal Jader, I saw him perform when I was young.
So, Steve, if you were like a DJ here on KUNM and just putting together a short set of some of your favorite piano tracks, what might you come up with?
Well, I picked Ahmad's Blues by Ahmad Jamal. He had a great trio and very, you know, empathic, and just the way they played together, you know, it was magical. And that's what we're trying to achieve, you know.
Okay.
We're still working on it. If I Were a Bell by Red Garland, and he's just always been a personal favorite of mine, and I love his style, very unique, you know, the way he uses block chords, and he just swings, man.
Who are you listening to these days?
Mulgrew Miller is a favorite of mine right now. You know, I think he's probably one of the best.
Yeah, those
the best of his generation.
Those two new trio releases on Max Jazz. Yeah, those are great.
I think that's a testament to him really being at the forefront of, you know, straight ahead jazz right now. I brought Caravan by Gonzalo Rorcaba, who's my favorite Latin pianist. I think he's a genius, man. You know, his harmonic sense and the way he's bridged the two worlds of jazz and Latin music.
Okay, so we have a request for more music from the from the trio.
We could do Poinciana. We could do that.
Yeah, we just heard, we were just listening to Poinciana by Ahmad Jamal. What do you see in the future? 39, you're a young guy, you got half your life left here.
I just plan on working hard and getting better, you know, learning from the masters and playing as much as I can. You know, that's really the key, it's just doing as much playing as I can and listening, which I think is just as important as playing.
Thank you, gentlemen. We've been talking to Steve Figueroa and listening to the Diego Edencon Trio here in Studio A at KUNM in Albuquerque. Thank you all for being here, and thanks for listening.
To learn more about pianist Steve Figueroa and to hear extended interview segments, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. The Jazz of Enchantment radio series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Our interviewer was Roy Durfee. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Support for the series comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.